Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. On March 10th, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell spoke the first words over a device called a telephone. At age 29, Bell called to his 22-year-old assistant, Thomas Watson, who was in the next room, "Mr. Watson, come at once. I want you." You may not know that another inventor, Elisha Gray, was independently developing an instrument similar to that of Bell. Indeed, Bell filed his designs for the telephone on the same day as Gray did, just a few hours before Gray filed his invention for the patent office. The use of the telephone spread to the commercial world. The first district telephone company in New Haven, Connecticut, greeted its 21 customers in January 1878 with the message, "Ahoy!" 10 years later, there were 743 main telephone exchanges and 444 branch exchanges in the U.S., and more than 150,000 subscribers to the telephone service. In 1889, the payphone started with a nickel-operated coin phone in Hartford, Connecticut. A few years later, the direct dial telephone, without the assistance of an operator, went into service. Now, I can be in Italy, walking in the street, and have a wireless cell phone conversation with my son in Syracuse. Amazing stuff. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Wednesday evenings at 8:35 p.m. right here on WAER.